And Keenum stays in bounds along the sideline, and he chucks it long for Garrett Graham, who makes the catch, and he's got a touchdown. Oh, my. Fires underneath. He's got his man, Graham, and he breaks a tackle at the 45 of Seattle. He's down at the 40. First down, Houston.
Another OTA is kind of in the books. What was sort of the difference this year for you as opposed to last year?
Just all the new terminology. Trying to pick everything up. Trying to get the timing down with quarterbacks and just really trying to get the whole scheme.
You know, with this new coaching staff, well, first of all, just your impressions of the coaching staff, and obviously besides the terminology and some of those differences, what do you see, what do you like, and what do you expect from them?
I've been very impressed with them, with how things are going. They get us in good positions and are able to, move us around. I expect we'll be very prepared, week to week, I think it'll be really good for us, and it'll be an advantage for us to have this coaching staff.
You know, from what we hear and from what we've seen so far, specifically for your position group, really kind of a creative staff utilizing you guys in a lot of different ways. Is that something that you get kind of excited about looking forward to this season?
Yeah, definitely. It was a little overwhelming at first, trying to, memorize all these formations or personnels or whatever, but it'll be good for us to move around, to be put in different spots where we're able to make plays.
How tight are you guys as a unit? No pun intended.
We're a close-knit group. Ryan's been doing a great job. Really came into his own at the end of last year, and has grown from there. He's been making a lot of plays. CJ's kind of doing really good himself. Big strong guy who can move people when he's running routes, and can definitely be able to hold up at the line of scrimmage, I would assume. We'll see once camp starts around, but he's been doing good. And then you got the rest of the guys like Zach and Brad and they've been doing good too. So, we joke around and we're coming closer together, especially with Coach Perry. He's been a good addition, I think, and it's been fun so far.
A little bit different with Owen gone, a little different dynamic maybe in just kind of leadership?
Yeah, a little bit, because I'm one of the older guys, not only in the tight end room but on the team now. So that's a little weird, but I guess I'll get used to that.
Do you take that upon yourself when you have these new guys like CJ coming in to really kind of try to guide these guys and take them under your wing?
Yeah, you try to. I'm the kind of guy who tries to do it more by example than, more of a hoorah kind of guy. I've been trying to do that, trying to talk to them, talk to the other guys about, stuff we got going in for the day or what we need to kind of get better at, what we need to work on.
What do you take away from or learn positively moving forward, coming away from 2-14?
Just kind of forget that what happened, have a short memory, and just go into this year and you can't take any games for granted. We certainly didn't feel like we were a 2-14 team, but this year it's all about doing your job, knowing your role, and if you do that, you'll have plenty of wins.